President Donald Trump today ordered that parents and children who cross the U.S. border without authorization continue to be detained, but that they will be kept together. That policy replaces an earlier practice of separating kids and parents. But family detention has a controversial history in Pennsylvania, and some kids taken from their parents are already here, as WHYY's Laura Benchoff explains.
The executive order calls for housing parents and children together until their cases are resolved. Immigration attorney Jackie Klein says that sounds familiar.
We've been representing parents and children at the Berks Detention Center since 2014.
She's talking about the Berks Family Residential Center in Leesport, Pennsylvania. It's one of the few family immigrant detention centers in the country. Klein says President Barack Obama also tried a family detention policy, and as a result, some kids wound up in custody for nearly 2 years.
We're going to go back to long-term detention because the courts don't have the ability, as fast as they want to do these cases, the system is already so backlogged.
That practice led to protests, litigation, and even a hunger strike at the Berks Center. Eventually, a federal court judge ruled that kids, even those in custody with their parents, shouldn't be held more than a few weeks. Family separation was supposed to get around that. And while it lasted, some kids wound up in a shelter in the Lehigh Valley. Elizabeth Yeager, an attorney working with immigrant kids for Hyas, Pennsylvania, says she saw a number of separated kids at the end of May.
We had a number of new arrivals come into our facility here in Pennsylvania, and about half of those new arrivals were kids who'd been separated from their parents.
She doesn't want to name the shelter, but several people working in immigration confirmed it's a place called Kids Peace, with locations around Allentown. Kids Peace didn't want to talk about it and referred all questions to the federal government. Yeager says Hyas is currently working with 9 kids, ages 7 to 15, who were separated from their parents. She says the first step is just getting them in touch with their families.
As far as I can tell, there's not a workable, coordinated system or practice in place at all for making sure that those children and parents are having regular contact.
Yeager says even if there are no more family separations, these kids are already on a separate track. It's not clear how long that'll be the case. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.